Dr. Schneer dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Anthony Riccardi, R-I-C-C-A-R-D-I. This goes to Dr. Gerard and Dr. Paylor. On 11-18-25, Mr. Riccardi performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient achieved 531 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next. 6-minute walk test on patient Deborah Bean. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 11-18-25, Mrs. Bean performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 496 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lenine, L-Y-N-N-I-N-E, Webb, W-E-B-B. This goes to Dr. Ty. On 11-18-25, Mrs. Webb performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rate to lower lung volumes, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-13-25, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badocki. On 11-18-25, Mr. Matthews performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8-27-24, there's been slight improvement, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing slight improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 11-18-25, Mr. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period, compared to a prior study dated 8-12-25. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Francis Dubois. Francis is F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Dubois, D-E, capital B-L-O-I-S. This goes to Jennifer Stakias, S-T-A-K-I-A-S, comma F-N-P. On 11-18-25, Mrs. Dubois performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11-23-25. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Thank you.